Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, 11:53. Joe Rico, Alex Mears back at the final word. Crazy radio today. Just great stuff. NFL in full swing. We will have the Suavecito halftime report at 12:20. Also, Dr. Stano in the house. Talk about the Avs at 12:40. But now, a guy that we love having on whenever we can get him, and it's James Palmer from the NFL Network. And where isn't the guy? I guess it's a lot easier just to tell you where he isn't, because he's all over every NFL game. It seems like he's at training camp after training camp. I see the guy everywhere, man. And it makes me really proud to have you on our program, James. And thank you for making time for us this morning, because we really trust what you have to say, and so do our listeners. And let's start with your Eagles, because, you know, forget about the Broncos. They play tomorrow. I think the game of the day is in Dallas and Philadelphia, along with Buffalo and Kansas City. And the Eagles are a 6.5-point favorite. I think that's quite a statement for a team that last year couldn't get out of its own way, and they found themselves in the playoffs. I think they were 9-8 last year, a lower seed. I think they were the 6 or 7 seed and were out in the first round. But they still made the playoffs. And I think people forget that. Do you think that what they learned last year had a lot to do with kind of how they started this year, and especially with their quarterback? I see a tremendous growth in him.
That's the part I was waiting for you to say. What's up, guys? Good to talk to you. I'm actually sitting in the press box to set the scene right now of the Chiefs-Bills game, but taking a look at this parking lot that is filling up with these lunatic fans that got here last night.
The barbecue's got to be smelling good, right?
It might be one of the best-smelling, if not the best-smelling, parking lots in all of the NFL. You're right. But you hit the nail on the head. It's Jalen Hurts. That's the difference. Obviously, they went out and got A.J. Brown. That's a big addition. And they did. They had a really good draft, and Jordan Davis has been a difference maker in the middle of that defensive line. But he's only playing a handful of snaps. Still, his role is going up, and my point is, Jalen Hurts is the difference. This is pretty much the same roster that they had a season ago. We knew that they were really good in the trenches on the offensive and defensive lines. We saw Devontae Smith and what he was going to become in year two, and then I think it helps him getting, you know, A.J. Brown in the mix. And I don't know if it's talked enough about nationally. When I talk to people with the Eagles and people around the league, there are enough people in this league that think after Travis Kelce, Dallas Goedert is the best tight end in football. And he is maybe one of the most underrated players in all of the NFL. He plays the position brilliantly. So my point is, having Devontae Smith, having A.J. Brown, and having Dallas Goedert with an offensive line that is built the way that they're built, it's setting Jalen Hurts up to succeed. And it's giving Howie Roseman a really great opportunity to see if this is the guy that's going to be their franchise quarterback, or they can use the 2 first-round picks they have next year still on building around Jalen Hurts or replacing him. The way it's going right now, it looks like they can get even better around Jalen Hurts with what they can do with those draft picks. And the biggest thing is, they all know how hard he works. What he did in his mechanics in Texas and California this offseason, throwing with guys, I'm told, was growing by leaps and bounds. What he's doing also is his decision-making has sped up. His ability to go through the progressions has sped up. I think Shane's done a brilliant job calling plays offensively, and what he's done has also been a big part of what Jalen Hurts has. Remember, they changed the play calling, and Shane took over the offensive coordinator and takes over for Nick Sirianni, and you've seen that happen last year. You've seen now this year the cohesiveness of this entire unit, and oh yeah, they led the NFL in rushing a year ago. It's a really, really good football team in every single position group, but Jalen Hurts has been the difference maker in the leaps and bounds that he's grown from, and it's throwing from the pocket has been a big spot that he's grown, obviously, but he just keeps getting better every week. And like I mentioned, those 2 first-round picks might make this team even better if Jalen Hurts is the real deal, which we all kind of are starting to say he is.
Yeah, that's James Palmer from NFL Network. James is right down at the Arrowhead Stadium getting ready for that 2:25 kickoff Mountain Time with the Buffalo Bills, man. This is going to be that's the game of the week. But before we get to that, you're right. And I was telling the guys earlier in a couple of previous segments, you know, when you have not that money involved or invested into your quarterback, like a Jalen Hurts, who I believe was a 2nd round pick. You have money and flexibility to get linemen, to get the wide receivers, to get linebackers, to get a secondary like they do. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think that might be the new formula moving forward. I mean, if you want, I'm not saying the whole Russ thing here in Colorado is done, because it's not. I really believe the guy's going to turn it around. But when you have that much money invested in that, where it's 35% of the salary cap, you don't have the flexibility like you do with Philadelphia when you're only paying your quarterback maybe, what, $4 million a year, $5 million a year, opposed to $25 million a year and all this money is wrapped up. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it works for Philly for sure. And, you know, I've talked to Nick Sirianni about this, and I remember doing the Monday night game in Philly against, you know, two really good pass rushers in Za'Darius Smith and Danielle Hunter when they were going against them in Minnesota. And he was like, you know what, we kind of have a luxury compared to other teams. We don't really have to worry about a pass rush each and every week like some other teams have to. Like, when these great pass rushers that are in this league come to Philadelphia, there's not a lot of panic because you have maybe the best right tackle in football in Lane Johnson. You have Jordan Mailata at your left tackle that's just an absolute monster of a human being and is new to the game of football and playing brilliantly, and an all-pro future Hall of Famer at center. Like, as an offensive line around a quarterback that, you're right, you're not paying a whole bunch. You're able to spend money on a guy like Lane Johnson, spend money on A.J. Brown like they did, you know, with the sign and deal that they did. And you have the ability to protect Jalen Hurts. And when you have that comfort going into games, it gives you a different vibe. Now, it can work in different ways. Like you said, I'm standing in Arrowhead. These are two of the highest paid players in all of football, right? And Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. But at the same time, when you get to that level, I think, like those two players are, you have to be able to draft well. And I think you look at Kansas City and you look at that offensive line, the way it's built, that protects Patrick Mahomes. And I think they're going to have their hands full today. But to your point, you get Trey Smith, you get Creed Humphrey, you have Andrew Wiley. These are all guys that you drafted that are part of your offensive line. Yes, Joe Tooney came in free agency. That was your one big free agent move. My point is, you got to draft well if you're going to pay your quarterback. And the problem with the Broncos is, you don't have a lot of draft picks coming up because of how you got your quarterback. So it's kind of hurting you in two aspects when you trade for a guy, but you have to go make a move for that position to be a difference maker. Philly's just doing it a little bit differently than everybody else. Two teams I'm with right now, they have to draft really well around these two guys, and they're going to have to continually be able to do that with the amount of salary cap that Mahomes and Josh Allen need up.
Well, I think there's the old adage, you get what you pay for, too. So before everybody just automatically throws this, hey, we get a rookie quarterback or we get a young quarterback, we don't have to pay very much. Look, those 45 million guys are paid that for a reason. They make up for a lot of errors, a lot of flaws that your team has. And I don't think I've seen two guys playing at Mahomes and Allen's level in a long time. Is this kind of possibly for the younger generation the next Manning, Brady? I mean, is this kind of whatever? Because I know I'm glued to the TV today at 3:25, and I'm sure that press box is full, and I bet you there's a playoff-like atmosphere at Arrowhead today.
It is. I mean, these fans got here at 8:30 last night. I mean, think about that. To start tailgating, they were sitting at the gates at 8:30 last night waiting to get into the parking lots a few hours ago, because it does have a playoff atmosphere. I mean, my man Peter King sitting one spot next to me for this game. He's here. Like, you look at these two quarterbacks, and I think you hit the nail on the head when you said that, is, like, Josh Allen is not one for hyperbole, right? He is not one of these guys that, like, you know, runs his mouth, or he more or less almost downplays everything. He's so quiet. He even acknowledged this week, like, for young fans of the NFL, me versus Pat is the equivalency when I was growing up, Brady versus Manning. Like, this is right now the next Brady Manning, and we're waiting for it each and every year. We're seeing when the schedule comes out, when they're going to play each other. I was just talking to a couple people with the Bills a few minutes ago, and we're like, I don't know a week six game that could have more hype to it than this one. And I really don't even think, when we were talking, Brady and Manning playing in week six wouldn't have the hype that this game has. And I think the reason for that, though, is the way the last one ended. I was at it here at Arrowhead, and it's just one of the best football games we've ever seen. Both guys threw for combined 7 touchdowns. Neither one threw a pick, and they both led their teams in rushing. I mean, just unbelievably dominant performances from both quarterbacks, and we just want to see it again. I mean, it's just what we want to see, and they both play the position similarly and different at the same time. They're both amazing leaders. I talk about it on NFL Network. They just do it differently. And I had a long talk with Vaughn Miller this week about, you know, what Josh does and what he's done to that defensive side of the ball. They're just two really great teams to watch play. And this is what we're going to see with these two guys now as they're locked into their deals probably for the next decade. And you're right, this is the next Brady Manning, and it's lived up to the billing so far.
I'll tell you what, we were sitting on break, and we were watching your live hit over at Arrowhead, and you were talking about Von Miller, how he's changed not only from the pass from standpoint with the Bills, but how these guys dress now and get off the bus. Yeah. I mean, seriously, yeah. It's contagious like that. I mean, this guy just won. He won Super Bowls with the Broncos. Now he won with the Rams. Now, if you're a young guy, you know, and you're looking at what he does, you want to emulate what this guy's done. He's going to be winning a third Super Bowl, hopefully, potentially. I want to see the guy win another one with another team. And you follow the leader and how he's doing things, James. And the guy, mm-hmm. I mean, if the guy, other guys are now dressing up in suits because Von Miller's doing, I'm all for that. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, you know how I feel about Von, guys, and obviously I think Denver still has the same feeling about him, and that's why I wanted to talk to him this week about everything that he's done with this team. And, you know, he broke it down to me. He was like, man, I came to the Bills for three reasons. I came to bring a championship mindset, which, like you mentioned, he's won two Super Bowls. Like, I came to get after the quarterback, which he's still doing at an all-pro level. And he's like, third, I'm a great player that is great in the film room and very generous with how I share my knowledge. And that's the third part that's been the most impressive to me. I mean, when I sat and talked to Orlando Brown on Thursday, and he was like, watch the film. Gregory Rousseau, rushing opposite of Von Miller, has a lot of same techniques in his pass rush game now that Von has, that he didn't have last year. He's been able to spread all of this knowledge to this defensive line to where now they look at film, little things he sees out of tackles or quarterbacks or tells. He's able to spread it through that entire group. It's invaluable to have a guy that has that type of knowledge as a first ballot Hall of Famer, which, by the way, I tweeted it out. He has no plans on retiring anytime soon, even though he turns 34 this offseason. He told me, man, I'm going to play until they drag me off the field. So that's fun for all of us to see him keep playing. But you're right. It's what he does to everybody around him, not just what he does individually, and that's changed this defense. Their target, and I know this for a fact talking to people in Buffalo, Patrick Mahomes threw 44 passes in that divisional game against the Bills that went to overtime. He was sacked twice and hit four times. They knew they needed to get after him, and that's why they went and got Von Miller, and I think that's changed their entire group because they don't blitz. They just rush four. They blitz at one of the lowest rates in the NFL, and you got Jordan Phillips in the middle. You got Rousseau on one side and Vaughn on the other, and they're deep up front. His just presence has changed the way that whole group acts, whole group carries themselves, and he's changed the offensive line as well. That's the other part that people don't understand. You look at those tackles that Buffalo has. They're different players this year protecting Josh Allen. A big part of that is their conversations they have with Vaughn regularly. The guy shares everything, and it's already helped Buffalo tremendously.
Well, last one for us, and this one, I hate to do it because we've had all these high-level games, and it just makes me realize how far the Broncos have fallen. I mean, yeah, I understand their season. You can hype it up however you want with the game tomorrow night, but this just looks like a bad football team, and I know that it can change, and things change mm-hmm. quick, but with the 11 days off, I mean, what kind of effort do you expect the Broncos to give in, and give us just your best prediction of how you think things will play out tomorrow
and
night?
And if you can't do that, it's fine, too.
Yeah, I mean, you don't. That. Yeah, we understand. We're not asking you to gamble.
No,
you
just, I totally
yeah,
get it.
We got
I get it.
It.
I get it. But no, it's this is crunch time, man. I mean, I think what they
week six crunch time?
Yeah. Well, I agree with James.
It really is, man. Wow. It really is. I mean, you had the time to self-reflect and really be able to get an opportunity this past weekend to evaluate, you know, where you are as a football team, to evaluate everything that's gone wrong and everything that's gone right. And we know the defense doesn't have really too many issues. Obviously, there's a couple injuries on that side. I think they're a deep group. I mean, I really do. I think they're a good unit on that side. I think you have to try to fix what's gone wrong offensively. And I do think there's a disconnect that needs to be righted. I don't know if they've like fallen off the map, because I do think, you know, I was talking to Kurt Warner about this last Monday when we were both doing the Monday night game here in Kansas City, and he was like, I went and watched a ton of film of Russell Wilson. He's still a great player, great quarterback. He's been inaccurate so far this year, and some of his decision making has been questionable at times. But he's like, he's still Russell Wilson. I think there's some aspects of him that maybe there's a pile on effect right now that's happening. I mean, I think Derwin James kind of put it best. He was like, hey, man, like, go watch the film. They can move the ball at times, and they can move the ball real well, but the drive is just ending in a fumble or an interception.
13 drop passes, though, too, James. 13 drop passes.
Yeah, they're second in the NFL in drop passes. I mean, I hate to say that Nathaniel Hackett sounds repetitive when he gets to the podium and says these things, But it's not, he's not wrong. Like, the self-inflicted wounds on first and second down, putting yourself in third and long regularly. Third and short, they're good. They're actually a decent third down team. But the amount of drops they have or the amount of penalties on first or second down, like, a lot of it's their fault. It really is. And so I don't know how fans want to take that, whether that makes you more frustrated, right? Because this is on the players. They're not getting beat in some of these aspects. So they're beating themselves. Does that make you more frustrated, or does that make you think, well, they do have the ability to correct that? I think my point with Philly plays a pretty big point with the way the Broncos are built right now. Look at those two O-lines. It's a different game when your quarterback has all the time in the world. And I think it's been a little bit difficult on Russ with the way that this offense has been built. And I think losing Javonte Williams is just a massive loss for the way that this offense was planning to play this season. I think it's an uphill climb for sure, and the Chargers are a good team. I think they need to come out, and I don't even care if they lose. I need to see the offense function at a high level, and I think that'll maybe change my perception right now, because it's not functioning at the level it could. And if they come out and put points on the board, move the football, and eliminate some of the self-inflicted wounds, I think there's definitely reason for hope, for sure. But I understand the frustration right now.
All right, so tonight, you're in Kansas City. Will you be in L.A. tomorrow for the Chargers-Broncos game?
I'll be back in Denver. I will be back in Denver tomorrow to break down that game in the afternoon before it, and to break down what happened here, and break down kind of pretty much everything else that happened in the league. But I'm excited for this one first. I'll be able to talk this one a bunch tomorrow. I'll be able to break down that Broncos game tomorrow on NFL Network.
I love it.
That's James Palmer from the NFL Network. Follow him on Twitter at James Palmer TV. Look, man, I never miss you on social media. The problem is you are like the most active. And what I love is you're always in with these videos and these things, and just it puts you inside the team. I mean, like, we think you actually work for some of these organizations.
Do you have a hair
man.
Sponsor yet?
Oh, my goodness, no, Alex.
You guys are all about the sponsors. Hook me up with one, man. But you're right. I live at these stadiums, so I kind of know the nooks and crannies of every building to where I can go get my, you know, my video shots of everybody's arrival and whatnot. I don't know. It's become a decent skill to try to take fans inside the stadium, and it's been fun for me. I think it's a blast.
He does a great job of it.
Behind the scenes look, man. You know, I'll say this really quick, because I know, like, we're in the division and then, you know, the Raider hate and all this stuff. I was standing in the tunnel on Monday night after the Raiders blow their lead of 17 points, and Derek Carr is in the tunnel taking pictures with pretty much every Kansas City security guard that asked him. While he was in the tunnel waiting to go to the bus after the game. And I kind of want to just put that out there, because I think that shows what kind of dude Derek Carr is.
That's pretty cool.
Kind of take you behind the scenes a little bit, man. He just stopped and took about 15 pictures with security guards before he got on the Raiders bus after blowing a game. So it's fun to get those opportunities to see what really guys are like when you get to see them when they, you know, they think nobody's watching. And it was a pretty good showing for Derek Carr.
That's cool, man. That's good stuff. That's James Palmer from NFL Network. You can follow him on Twitter at James Palmer TV. Awesome stuff, man.
Hey, man,
you're seeing your stuff today.
Yeah, appreciate you very much. Thanks so much for coming on. And like I said, man, Bills Chiefs, real quick, going out. Who you got?
I'm going Bills, man. I just think the Bills defense is so much better than the Chiefs defense.
All three of us have Buffalo today. Hey, yeah. I'm on your Eagles too, man. I took the Eagles today. I'm not going to make you do it, but I'm telling you,
he said it in the preseason. Now it's week six. These guys are undefeated.
And by the way, Dallas Goedert,
you guys talking about the Eagles forever.
Hey, Dallas Goedert, dude, has been carrying my team, man. He's literally, I'm undefeated with Goedert, man. So he's in the lineup tonight. I hope he has a big day against Dallas. I think Dallas is a little banged up, so I think the Eagles roll tonight. Hey, I really appreciate you, as does Alex, and our listeners are just, the texts and tweets are just blowing up right now. We've got too many to ask you.
Vidal Sassoon, they said. Maybe a Vidal. Yeah. Does it at least still exist?
I don't think so, man. Palmer's going to be, is Harris. Vidal Sassoon. Vidal Sassoon. Is he even alive anymore? Who is that guy?
Yeah, I'm just reading a text.
I'm old.
I'm reading a text, man.
Okay, yeah. They did say that. Vidal Sassoon. I think pomade, and then what's the other one? I don't know, man. I mean, somewhere there's a hairstylist who gets paid a lot of money to do your hair. That's all I know.
Yeah, we need to put him on.
His name's Eddie Ramirez, and he lives in Northfield. Go look him up.
There he is,
he
man.
He might be my cousin, man. I'm a Ramirez, too, man.
I love it.
We own everybody here in town. All right.
Right on, Jim. Take care, buddy. All right, that's James Palmer from the NFL Network. Great stuff, as usual.
Dude, the guy's just locked in.
He's dialed in, man.
He's dialed in. He knows everything.
Hey, when we get back, another guy who's a great friend of the program. He's always dialed in, not only about sports, but the real estate game here in Colorado. We are talking about Ray Luivano from Gala Realty. We will go ahead and speak to him coming up next on The Final Word with Joe Rico and Alex Mears on 98.1 FM.
Mile High Sports.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.